Oh, learning today should be a schuss as well as a schuss for Yaakov and a schuss and Abedati ben Peril and a schuss for all those in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw yesterday that the Yetzer Hara has many tactics to try to get a person to be Iver in Gaiva. And basically, it comes down to pulling a person to the extremes, either to the extreme where he shows off what he's doing, to the Yetzer Hara tells him that you'll influence others to follow your way, or the Yetzer Hara tells you that if you show in any way that you are serving Hashem properly, then it's going to lead to gaiva. So you should go out of your way to make people believe that you are off, that you are not following the mitzvahs of Hashem, which again is also problematic because now you're going the extreme the other way where you're not fulfilling your responsibilities. So today he's going to define a little bit more clearly what the proper path is. On page 77, he says, "Ach derech hayashar hu, the proper path is sheyispalo bekavana barichos, that a person should daven at length with kavana, vitzave ala toiv, he should instruct to do good, v'yazir me'ara, and warn against doing bad, v'yasa kol ha'tovis begalei basaser, and he should do ma'asim toivim, both in public and in private, v'im yichabduhu al zeh v'yishabchu, and if it comes out that through your, or as a result of your ma'asim toivim that you do in public, people want to praise you, people want to honor you, ein mazik le'bischarai, that's not going to ruin your schar. Because that wasn't your intent. When you did it, you intended l'shem shemayim. You wanted to fulfill the mitzvahs of Hashem. So the fact that sometime later someone's going to praise you or honor you as a result of what you did, that wasn't your intent, and it doesn't decrease from your reward. Lachin, therefore, be'ezer shetasem ma'aseh ha'tov. When someone does a mitzvah, tavchin ba'atzmecha mi'miyata mekav ha'gemul. He should look into himself to see who he's expecting a reward from. In other words, a person should self-analyze, do a chesh ben hanefesh, and say to himself and be honest with himself, who is it that he really, what is it that he really wants out of this mitzvah? Im min hakel, if he wants from Hashem hu shalim, then it's good. Aval im me'acherim, but if he wants to be recognized by others, en hashalim, it's not whole. V'gam tavchin, and you should also understand, he says, here's the litmus test. You want to know if it's something that you should do. He says, if this is something that you're doing in front of other people, if you were in private and no one was around, would you do this same mitzvah or would you do it to the same extent? Would you daven this longer Shmoneh Esrei? And if the answer is yes, then your ma'asim are complete. So a litmus test is to determine and to be brutally honest with yourself. If no one was watching, would you still act this way? Would you still do the following acts? And if the answer is yes, so then you know that you're doing it l'shem shemayim. But if the answer is no, you wouldn't do it, so then you really have to question what your real motivation is here and why are you doing what you're doing, and potentially not do something because you're really only doing it for reasons of gaiva. Now he says, "Kamasha siparnu me'inyan yetzahara." Everything that we said regarding the yetzahara, eno kiam tipa bayam, it's a drop in the sea, drop in the ocean. Neged mashu chayv lizarbo. In comparison to how careful a person has to be when dealing with him, ki b'chol davar u'b'chol ma'isa b'chol mida, in every matter, in every action, in every measure, ba hayetzah l'shaches u'lekalkel, the yetzahara comes to destroy and to ruin. Ah, however, pasachnu pasach, we have opened the door la'idia inyan hayetzer to reveal the ways of the yetzer hara to someone who doesn't know his tactics. And a smart person will be wise and hurry himself to remove it from within him. The person with clean hands will increase his strength. Okay, so with that, let's stop here and we'll continue Mitzvah Shem tomorrow.